الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. The beginning of the surah is a little bit hard with wording. We will not worry so much about trying to get every word. At the beginning of the surah, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala paints the picture that some people in the year after will be enjoying and some people will really be sad. So we will go through this translation quickly. We are trying to come to the middle of the surah, Hal Ataka. Where Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. Before we reach there, we will go through it. If you get the words, you get the translation, that is not the important point. Part, the important is from أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ. هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْغَاشِيَةِ. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala asks, has the news of Al-Qiyamah, غَاشِيَةِ means that which will one day cover everyone. غَاشِيَةِ. Has the news of غَاشِيَةِ come to you? وُجُوهُي يَوْمَئِذٍ. Faces on that day, خَاشِعَةٌ, will be filled with fear. وُجُوهُي يَوْمَئِذٍ خَاشِعَةٌ. Faces on that day will be filled with fear. Just remember, it will be a day that even the selected, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam on that day. The best example is Ibrahim alayhi salam. They will say to him, you are Khalilullah, the friend of Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salam will say, I am Khalil wara wara. Wara wara means from behind I'm the friend of Allah. Today we are in front of Allah. He said, I also don't have courage to go front. That will be a day to understand when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that it is only him that will have that courage to go front. Everyone on that day will be filled with fear. Amilatun nasibatun. Workers, amilatun. Nasibatun, who became tired. Meaning on the day of Qiyamah there will be a lot of workers. People who helped to build the railway line, how much they worked morning to evening. People who built cars. People who put up a whole madrasa, they worked. People who worked spreading Christianity, spreading the Jewish faith. People who worked against Islam. People who worked for Islam without sincerity. So many people, all worked. All became tired. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, Tasla naran hamiya. But they will be told, now enter. Tasla, enter. He will enter naran hamiya, a burning fire. This amilatun nasiba, don't only think it means a Christian. Quran comes for me and you. Quran is saying to me, hal ataka, that to you has the news of Qiyamah come. I'm being spoken to. When a man is being spoken to, that is Quran. Forget everyone else. What about you? It seems you behave like Qiyamah hasn't come to you, the news of it. So that's when you say to a person, you know about this. The man says, yes, it seems you're not, you don't know about it. The way you're behaving, it doesn't look like you know about this. That is why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's habit was, he many a time repeated, سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى in one rakat, هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْغَاشِيَ. To say to all the people behind the imam, that the whole week went, all of us behaved as though we forgot Qiyam. So هَلْ أَتَاكَ, that ka is important, it's me. What has the news of Qiyamah come to you? A day when faces will be filled with fear. Amilatun Nasibatun, so many people who work so hard. Amilatun is feminine because it's nafsun amilatun. So many people who worked hard, nasibatun, became so tired. When you think of a Christian and a Jew, you think this verse is not for us. This verse is for us. It could be for the alim who worked so hard, for the mujahid who worked so hard, for the qari who read so well, for the muballigh who propagated so well, for the katib who wrote so well. Nasibatun, Allah says, they became tired also. So much they did. And then it is for people who did a lot of other works. They forgot qiyamah. They worked in the factories. They worked in universities. They studied so hard. They became tired. Tasla naran hamiya. But so many of them are now entering the burning fire. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the first group to be thrown into the fire, a mujahid. Allah tabarakallah will have it said to him, you fought and you fought and you fought, just so that people could say, what a fighter. وَقَدْ قِيل, he says, wasn't it said? Meaning the world praised you, go, now burn. So tired he became. And then the alim, he will be thrown in the fire. The wording in the hadith, the qari. But there in the past, qari meant the man of knowledge, the man of Quran. He will be thrown into the fire. Tasla naran hamiya. Worked so hard. Quran is for every person. Never ever think of Quran speaking to the Christian. The Christian is not going to read Quran. I'm reading Quran. Quran is saying to me and to you, don't work so hard and land up in the fire. Make sure when you're working, it's valuable. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Akhlis amalak." Be sincere in your work. Yakfika al-qaleel. Even a little then will suffice you. Even a little. Without sincerity, a man will become tired. So tired. Like how Ubaidullah is tired. Tasla naran hamiya. He will have to enter a burning fire. Tusqa min aynin aniya. Tusqa. He will be made to drink. Min aynin, ayn from a spring. Aniyatin, of boiling water. He will be made to drink from a spring of boiling water. Laysa lahum ta'amun, there will not be for them food. Illa min dhari', except from a thorny bush. Dhari', thorny bush. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described it. There will be sometimes the man in Jahannam will look at the angels and say, is there no way I can get water? I am so thirsty. And there was no exaggeration in this. The ahadith described it in full, Quran indicated to it. Naturally in Jahannam, when you're burning and burning, you will sometimes look at the angel and say, just a little water. And then permission will be given that give him a drink. It's called break. You'll see in madrasa when they say 10 minutes break, how people run. Some people run to play soccer. So in Jahannam, I don't know if they'll also say, you got a ball. Most of the people will run to say, I need a drink. But when that person's drink will come in Jahannam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, even the glass in which the drink will be brought, that glass will be showing heat also. In the past, there were those scholars who used to love their tea before starting their dars. In Darulum Dioban, there was a great ustad. He would come. He was old. Then he would sit. Then he would take out his pan. Then he would make the pan. Then he would chew the pan. Then he would now clean his mouth. That whole thing might have taken about 20, 25 minutes. Normally a period is only 30 minutes. And then after everything is done, he will say, now let's start. And every day it was his. Calm like this, calm. There was another ustad who wanted tea. But the student who brought him the tea, he told the student, I want hot tea. Student made it so hot, but the cup was not hot. So for him it was that you first put the cup in boiling water. So the cup stays hot. Then you put the hot tea in the hot cup. Now it's called hot. Otherwise the cold cup will make my hot tea cold. I wanted that hot. But on that day when the cup will be brought, the cup will be so hot from far you will see the red of the cup. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, so he will pull his mouth back to say, I don't want the water. And no one will be holding the cup. Although for an angel to hold anything hot is not hard. But Allah to show the heat of that cup, the angel will be holding it with like an iron pair. Like when you're taking out your braai meat, you don't hold it with your hand, you got that thing to hold. That will be brought to him. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says the cup will touch his lip. The heat of the cup will make the lip swell. One will start going down and it will hang near his stomach. One lip will start going upwards, touching his nose. That will be the cup. Just swells. Then they will open his mouth and they will pour their drink inside. Their drink will be a mixture of the pus and blood of the people who are on a level in Jahannam, maybe higher than him. But their pus and blood will always be gathering. And he will have to drink that pus and blood. Boiling it will be, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, as it enters his mouth, it will make holes everywhere in the body. And you will see water coming out. Boiling water. In one narration it comes, it will come out from his behind. From his behind you will see that boiling water coming. And then the heat of the water will make the whole body melt. And then the angel will say, now stand. He will stand. And then the angel will say, now go back into the fire. So the resting period will be such a difficult period. Again, many people think the Christian, the Jew, Allah is most kind and Allah punishes whoever He wants us. So much of work was done. A person did not have sincerity, so much is lost. That is when he needed to drink water. Now he needs sometimes to eat. Hunger will always grip a person. Dari'. Dari'. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam described it also. He said they will bring him that thorny bush. He will recognize it. He knew it in this world. He'll see the thorn. He'll say, how do I eat this? He'll get stuck. But the angel will say, besides this, there's nothing else to eat. Gripped with hunger, finally, you will see a camel can eat anything with thorns and nothing happens to the camel. He'll think, let me try to act like a camel. But as he eats it, a thorn is a thorn. Normally when people eat fish, so in fish are there thorns or there bones. Fish got bones, but everyone calls it thorns. So the Bangladeshi person, you will see he can eat fish with a lot of bones. And his tongue is like a camel. It will go like this, like that, and no bone will affect him. No bone. His tongue is like this. And you see a non-Bangladeshi, that same fish he's looking at 100 times, where's that bone? So much he looks and he still gets caught. Now it's stuck. Now when that one thing is stuck, how you feel? So immediately they'll tell you, have water. Then they'll tell you, take bread, do something. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, he will eat that thinking I won't get caught with the thorn. But it will get stuck. Then you will remember. You will be like suffering now. It's stuck there. I need it out. Then you will remember in the world, people when they had anything troubling the throat, they said, bring me water. That's when you will say, can I get water? And that's when the angel will say, we only got this drink. This is between the food and the water. تُسْقَى مِنْ عَيْنٍ آنِيَةٍ لَيْسَ لَهُمْ طَعَامٍ إِلَّا مِنْ ضَرِيعٍ لَا يُسْمِنُ. It will not make anyone fat. لَا يُسْمِنُ. وَلَا يُغْنِي مِنْ جُوعٍ. أَغْنَى يُغْنِي, to help. It will not help from hunger. لَا يُسْمِنُ. It will not make anyone fat. It will not help from hunger. Meaning the food and the drink of Jahannam itself is punishment. It's not anything that anyone could ever enjoy. وُجُوهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاعِمًا. On that very day, وُجُوه, there will be faces. نَاعِمًا, نَاعِمًا, in comfort. From here you get ni'mah, in favors, in comfort. You will see it on their face, radiant, they're happy. They come out like they just had a wonderful time. That's na'ima. Why? لِسَعْيِهَا رَاضِيَا. رَاضِيَا, happy. لِسَعْيِهَا, with their efforts. Meaning they will come out from Almighty Allah's court. And they will have received the report. And Allah Ta'ala will explain to them, how much I'm going to pay you for your work. And you come out and you said, I made it. لِسَعْيِهَا رَاضِيَا فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَا. In very high gardens, they will now be enjoying. Allah Ta'ala now speaks about when they're enjoying, they will have the best of couches, the best of cups, the best of carpets. Those are the verses, سُرُرٌ مَرْفُوعًا أَكْوَابٌ مَوْضُوعًا نَمَارِكُ مَسْفُوفًا زَرَابِيُّ مَبْثُوثًا. So that translation you can look at and you can fill it in. We wanted to come to this part now. أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. We will translate it first and then we're going to explain what is the message behind these few verses. This afala yanzuruna, many people know this. They know it by heart. They know it means, why don't you look? Afala yanzuruna, have they not looked at the camel? Ila al-ibil, kayfa khuliqat, how it is created. Wa ila as-sama, and towards the sky, how it is lifted. So camel, how it is created. Sky, how it is lifted. وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ. Mountains, how it is spread. نُصِبَتْ, make to stand. How it is spread. Rather use the word, how it is made to stand. When the heavy winds come also, the mountain just stands. The mountain don't move. كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت. Towards the earth, how it was spread out flat. Now I want you to think about this form. The camel, the sky, the mountains, the earth. And if someone had to tell you, give a bayan about this, what will your bayan be about? Quran will speak about the heart of the camel. How big is that kaleji? Kurbani time, if you have to cut it, how many pots it will fill. Then he will say, how much calories you will pick up if you have to eat this meat and that meat. Think about, what if someone tells you, give a bayan about the camel, the sky, the mountains and the earth. And then fadhakkir. So Marana Ahmad Ali Lahori rahimullah, Allah had blessed him with unique understanding in Quran. This explanation is his. There could be many other explanations, but this one is his, which I found very unique. So he mentions in these four verses, Allah Tabarakala is telling me and you. First it was already, either you are milatun nasiba, you are working hard, getting tired and going nowhere, going into the fire. Or you are lisa'yiha radiya, that you are a man who did work and you'll come out very happy. Now the prescription for being lisa'yiha radiya is being made. That if you want to one day come out and your face is na'ima, shining, happy, and you are happy with your efforts, you need four qualities. You need to be like a camel. You need to have your eyes towards the sky. You need to have the courage of a mountain. And you need to have the humility of the earth. Let's say it again. You need to have the qualities of a camel. You need to have your eyes towards the sky. Wa ila sama. You need to have the himmat, the istiqamat of the mountain. That where it is, it just stays. Whatever pushes, it just stays. As though nothing is pushing it. It just stays. You need to have the humility of the earth. إِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. Now he explains each one. He says, let's look at the camel. He says, Almighty Allah's nature in Quran is that man many a time, whatever he sees lot, he becomes so habitual with it that he becomes blind to it. Whatever man sees lot. Example, food. We are to be taught, thank Allah for food. We are to be taught. Whereas food is not something you have to thank. It's the thing the body needs so much. But because it comes every day. So when something becomes habitual, the day it doesn't come, you become angry. Example, your wife makes food for you, that's habitual. She has to make food for you. But a woman who lives nearby, she made a meal and that day she said, send it for that uncle. Before you eat it, you tell your wife, phone her and thank her. After you eat it, you'll ask your wife, you thanked her. 3 days later, you'll meet her husband, you'll say, Jazakallah for the food. Why? Because it wasn't normal. Man's nature is, what's habitual, he acts like it never happened. And if the wife one day doesn't make food, he becomes angry. Because he takes it as a habit. When something is not habitual, then he notices. Quran speaks about notice what you use every day. Don't be blind. So the camel, the Arab rode the camel every day. Allah Tabarak Tala says, why don't you look at your camel? Man sees the sky every day, say, look at the sky. Man sees the earth every day, says, look at the earth. Besides the lesson behind it, the first was, don't ever take that which is always with you for granted. A time comes you stop looking at what's around you because it's supposed to be around you. When you become blind to what is around you, you will never appreciate the work of other people. That is why most of the marriage problems happen. The wife becomes... The wife becomes habitual with the husband. So if he brings her anything in the house, she won't thank him. For him, her, it's normal. But the day he brings something wrong, every day he brought the right potatoes at the right price. One day he brought wrong potatoes, meaning at the wrong price. She took the potatoes, she doesn't even pay for it. But she looked at the price and said, how could you pay so much for it? She's not even paying. But if another man had to send even rotten potatoes, she, in the izzat of that man, she'll quietly take it out and she'll tell her son, go thank uncle. She'll never tell her son, go tell uncle it's rotten. Why? She's not used to the man. She became used to her husband. The other way around, a husband becomes used to his wife. So whatever she does for him, he becomes blind. But if another woman has to do it, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the love that he showed to his wives. For that reason, many Western people, they become very upset when they read the ahadith of how much of love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had for his wives. Especially when it came to Aisha radiallahu anha. So what they go up to say, they say he was a man of lust. He's supposed to be a pious man. Look at him, he's joking with his wife. Look at him waiting for time to be with his wife. At the time when he's sick, he says, when I'm going to my Aisha. So they say lust. The reason is they can't do love with their wives. They only know how to do loves with secretaries. They can't do love with their wife. They can only do love with who's not theirs. Because they became so used to what was theirs that they only fight with that one. And they only find pleasure in what is not theirs. Quran and Sunnah taught us, what is around you, look at it. So the food that comes in front, say, I thank Allah, He gave me this food. The clothing, He said, I thank Allah, He gave me this clothing. Otherwise everyone wears. But why He told us, read this dua? Because when we will read it, we'll get reminded that don't ever think clothing is my right. So I said, I thank Allah. I said, I thank Allah for this food. So you'll be reminded immediately that I just thought lunch and supper is my right. Then why I thank? It's not my right. Every dua was to say, don't ever become used to what's around you. So Allah Ta'ala says, look at this, look at that. The camel, the nature of the camel, now you can write this on your side, right? The nature of the camel. Number one, it is tame in front of its master, even if it seems bigger. This is a camel. If you ever saw the size of the camel, and if you ever understand the bite of the camel, it got a very, very hard bite. In the books they write of one person who, when the camel was tied up, female camel, he brought a male camel to jump on the female camel. What you call cohabit. But the female camel wasn't ready for it and he did it like a joke. So he brought it there, the male jumped and the female got a shock. And he and his friends started laughing. They say a camel doesn't forget. That camel remembered that that man messed around with me. They say years later that man was walking and that camel saw him. Years later. And in one bite, the camel bit him where it hurts the most. One bite. That's the camel. That is why when they slaughter the camel, they're very worried of the neck. Because that neck moves so fast. And if it bites, it can take out your whole head. Camel. But you'll see a small child pulling that camel. Small child. And that camel is so huge, but the camel will go behind that small child. Why? Because the camel said, this is my master. It makes no difference whether he's smaller or he's bigger. Obedience. So you will write there, in brackets, unique obedience. Unique obedience. The camel, unique obedience. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, obey your Amir even if he's an Abyssinian slave. And people in the past, how they obeyed. When Islam came to the Arabs said, we are white. They looked upon, down upon everyone else, non-Arab. Said, you people can't talk. Y'all don't have our color. Y'all don't have our strength. Islam came. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said one word, لا فضل لعربيين على عجميين إلا بالتقوى. That the Arab does not enjoy any greatness over the non-Arab. One sentence. After that, the Arab was working for the non-Arab. The non-Arab was the leader of the army. The Arab was listening to him. The Arab became like the camel in the hands of the small child. If they appointed a 16-year-old boy to lead the army, 50-year-old people will say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. But what you say, we will listen. What salah he taught them, he put an imam in front. The imam is young. He says, Allahu Akbar. Everyone says, Allahu Akbar. The imam reads wrong qiraat at the ending. Everyone is shy to tell the imam anything. They're all looking at each other. Must I tell him? He says, can't tell him, he's the imam. So much of obedience. The imam says, Allahu Akbar, you'll see in the haram, you can see 5 million people going down at the same time. Allah. Sami Allahu liman hamida. Everyone going up. So much of obedience. Islam wanted, he said, look at the camel. He never said, you know who I am? As soon as someone took the rein, the camel said, this is my master. It could be the master's son. But he's not going to say, I like your father, I don't like you. The camel. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught the world that. He said, if I appoint an Amir, it's my Amir. How you obey me, obey him. He was going to pass away. The Sahabi said, I can understand you're not going to be around for very long. Give me advice. He said, after I pass away, you're going to see so much of politics, problems. He said, what must we do? He said, obey your Amir. Even if he's a person who's from Abyssinia, he's a black, he's a slave. He said, even if he got a disfigured face, meaning he's not so handsome. He said, you forget all of that. Because he has been told, this is the Amir. The rein was put in his hand. The camel said, this is my master's son. Finished. My master's daughter. That small daughter will walk, the camel will walk. Point number one, have the qualities of the camel. Quality number one, unique obedience. Quality number two, ready to carry the burden of others. Ready to carry the burden of others. A camel doesn't ever walk in the hot desert, carry on, and laugh at the others. You're burning, carry on burning. And it walks. The camel's job is, if anyone is burning, it says, you want me to carry something, put it on. It says, what about you, jump on. And the camel just carries on. Step by step, step by step. And the camel just carries on. It ignores the heat of the sky. It ignores the heat coming from the ground. It ignores the weight on its back. The camel says, I have been made to please my master. I have been made to please my master. It carries the burdens of others. Point number two. Point number three. It suffices on little food and water. It suffices on little food and water. That camel knows there's a long journey. It will prepare for the journey. When it sets out after that, that camel after 10 minutes doesn't tell the rider, I need water. That camel just carries on. It starts getting hungry. Whatever it got in its body, it starts looking for the reasons. Its fat which is in his hump starts like melting to the body. A time comes that the hump even starts flapping to one side. Everything inside is going. And the camel is just carrying on. It suffices on very little food, very little water. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loved his ummah to sometimes fast. And he did not like his ummah to always eat full stomach. He said, no container has been filled up worse than the stomach. Meaning now and then you can eat until you burp. And they say, that was a good meal. Now and then. But some people, they only say, Alhamdulillah, after the burp. It's like the sunnah, like, alhamdulillah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not like it. He heard a person burp, he became upset. Because why? A person who got work to do now hasn't got the time to eat full. He said, be like a camel. It suffices on little water, little food, but how much it does? أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ Point number two, وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ Look at the sky, how high it has been made. The sky is so high, but it has no pillar keeping it up. When Ahmad Ali Lahori writes, point number two, for every alim, for every muballigh, every da'i, for everyone who wants to one day say, I'm happy with my results, your ambition must be to the sky. Your ambition must be to the sky. Meaning when they say in English, the sky is the limit. Me and you will say, beyond the sky is our limit. Meaning we go right to the arsh of Allah, beyond the sky. Whenever a man sets any limit lower than Allah, you will find a time will come where you will become bored. You will say, I reached my destination. You tell a boy, why you came to the madrasa? To finish my hifz. So because his limit was this, his whole work will be towards finishing his hifz. He was supposed to look far beyond. That every day, what's your purpose in life? My purpose in life is, the one who is in the heavens must be happy with my actions. He says, let your eyes be to the sky. But look at the sky for rufi'at. And let him look at the sky, how it has been lifted. He writes, it has been lifted with no pillar. From there you must take the lesson that I must have the himmat, or I must have that desire to reach to the highest of levels. And I must know, I must put trust in no one but Allah. As the sky has no pillar keeping it up, I also do not need any pillar to take me up. How Allah keeps the sky high, I want my Allah to keep me high. And this was the dua, do not make me dependent on anyone but you. That when that sky could be taken so high, and there was no pillar around it to hold, why must I keep my nazar, my vision on something lower? That I need someone to put me up. A man needs a job, he looks at the boss, and then when the boss says, this year we think we're letting some people leave, then he cries to the boss and he says, please, where am I going to get my sustenance from? How am I going to pay my rent? Allah Ta'ala says, look at the sky. Kayfa rufi'at, how it's lifted. Meaning don't ever think that boss is your only source of sustenance. Rather at that time the man must say, it's difficult. But I will make sabr. Because my sustenance comes from the sky. And the sky is lifted with no support. Allah keeps it standing. He says, me also, I don't need your support. One Allah and I'm high. And no Allah and I'll fall. إِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ So write this point. The sky stands without the support of any but Allah. The sky stands high without the support of any but Allah. I must also aim from the highest and desire the support of none but Allah. I must also aim for the highest and desire the support of none but Allah. إِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ Number three, وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ Look at the mountains, how it just sits. How it has been made to stand. Write the point by the mountain. It is an example of istiqamah. It is an example of istiqamah. The winds of the world cannot blow it away. The winds of the world cannot blow it away. You'll see heavy winds came, the mountain just stood. You'll see Saudi Arabia, they're building a road, they'll put that grid. What they put that? To blow dynamite. They put dynamite, it blows the whole inside of the mountain, the top of the mountain still stays. It doesn't collapse. Problem comes from under, the top stays. Problem hits on the top, the bottom stays. You carry on hitting on the mountain just stays. One person is climbing the mountain, wind is hitting the mountain, mountain. 100 years later you go in that town, that mountain is still there. This is called an example of istiqamah. An example of himmat. So you write your lesson there. You must not allow the winds of trials and criticism to blow you away. You must not allow the winds of trials and criticism to blow you away. Be like a mountain. It just stands. Everything hits it, but it doesn't move. Everything hits it. It doesn't move. You get some imams in masjids. Those imams, they say, I've been here in this town for over 70 years now. Meaning he's so old. He's still making some imamats. Meaning he's left now 90, 92. He's still going. He says, how many mutawallis tried to remove me? They all died. I'm still on the musalla. He says, you are a mountain, you. They came, they hit, they butt, they tried. And the mountain imam just stood on the musalla. He got married, he went to another town. He died, he went in his qabr. He got old, he went to hospital. And the imam said, Allah. He's still there. He's like a mountain. Never moves. You criticize me, I'm still giving the bayah next week. Just never move. Say what you want. In today's time, we notice one thing. Many people are not like mountains. Little criticism. And they shake like how a small tree shakes. Little criticism. And the worst criticism you get nowadays is called WhatsApp criticism. On WhatsApp, people can say anything. It makes sense, it doesn't make sense, it sounds nice, it doesn't sound nice. Problem is the mountain, it doesn't listen to everyone's story. You'll never hear the mountain saying, what you said? The mountain behaves deaf. For a man to keep himself that he doesn't blow with criticism, he has to behave such that the criticism doesn't reach him. That may the poet said, Amurru ala al-la'imi yasubbuni. Amurru ala al-la'imi yasubbuni. I pass by the man criticizing and he's criticizing me. He's pointing his finger and saying, I see that. But do I turn back and say, what you said about me? He said, and I say, wa aqulu la ya'anini. And I say, I don't think he's talking about me. He's talking about somebody that says. That's how you have to live. If you're going to listen to what people say about you, if you're going to read what people say about you, you'll never be a mountain. For you to be the mountain, people can say what they want, but you mustn't read it. One day you'll meet the person. He'll be your friend. 30 years later, life changes. Somebody else will say, you know what and what he said about you. He'll say, no, I don't know what he said. He said, you never read it. He said, no. He said, that's why you're standing. He said, I read what he said about you. I shivered. He said, why you read it? I never read it. So when you don't read, you'll remain like a mountain. When you read what others say, you will always shiver. Man's nature is, no matter how strong you are, words break strong people. But don't listen to it. Someone criticizes a work of deen. Now everyone is listening to getting angry. Who said this? Who said this? Say, why listen to it? Just delete. Game over. Say, now you're like the mountain. That man will carry on barking, barking, barking. But you ever saw the tree running away from the dog barking? Because the tree says, I can't hear you. As for the man, he shows the dog, I know you barking. That's why the dog picks up. He barks at the tree, nothing. He barks at the man, immediately the man goes less. That's when the dog starts running and the man starts running. The dog picked up, that's the guy who heard me. A dog, it barks at whoever listens. Be like a mountain. You'll have to have a lot of himmat to be a da'i. A lot of himmat. But the winds will come and the winds will go and a mountain doesn't move. It says, I've come here to stay, bas. I put up my pegs here. I'm a peg. Wa ila al-jibali kayfa nusibat. Final, wa ila al-ardi kayfa sutihat. This is a unique jama, we call it. It's called the combination of opposites. That he's so strong like a mountain. And the next one, ila al-ardi kayfa sutihat, right there. The earth is an example of humility. The earth is an example of humility. How? The whole world tramples the earth. People let their stool fall on the earth. And the earth will still give out vegetables for them. An example of humility. But look at the two opposites. I am like a mountain in strength. And at the same time, I am so humble like a spread out earth. That you trample me, trample me, trample me, I'll carry on giving, giving, giving. You might never understand what ulama have done in the past. But deen has spread because there were ulama like mountains and like the earth. Mountains means, as I told you, the people in charge said, fire him, fire him, fire him. The imam said, you can't fire me. I'm here. But at the same time, that same man's child was studying by that imam. And if that imam wanted to, Israel, teach him how to read wrong Quran. I can teach him how to read wrong Quran. All life he'll read wrong Quran then. His father behaves like this. But the boy made a mistake in his reading and he corrected him. On one side, your father is trying to get rid of me. On the other side, I'm like the earth, I'll give it to you. I have come to give you deen. The greatest example of the four qualities is the Rasul of Allah. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Number one, ready to carry the burden of the entire world. When there's no one for intercession, he said, I will intercede. He said, when you had the scales, you'll see me there. When you had the sirat, you'll find me there. When you need water, you'll find me giving water. Ready in this world, ready in the next. Standing on the musalla, they said, now your sins have been forgiven. He said, should I not be a servant grateful to Allah? That's what he said. But when someone reads what he asked for, when he would stand in front of Allah, he was always asking for his ummah. When they told him, how long are you going to stand? He said, should I not be a grateful servant to Allah? But when you read what he asked when he was standing, he would be asking for the people who will not be standing one day. Ready to carry the burdens of the world, one. Number two, in himmat and in ambition for him, it is the arsh of Almighty Allah that was the only thing in his eyes. Everything was ila sama, look at Allah. And kayfa rufi'at, how high it is without any pillar. He was like that. That if no one was there for him also, he said, then I'll go alone. And if there was someone to accompany him, he said, come with me. But for him to be dependent on anyone or anything, he said, I am not dependent. Except on Allah. Ila sama. And thereafter, istiqamat was like a mountain. Who and who, when and when, how and how they tried to shake him. They threatened him. Then they put in front, is it woman that you want? Is it wealth that you want? Then they said, we will have you killed. They persecuted his friends. He saw them going into difficulty. His nature was soft. It hurt him. Then he saw his beloved daughter attacked. Then he saw his children pass away in front of him. Then he saw his best friends martyred. Wave after wave, but he was like a mountain. When he enters Makkah Mukarramah in the 8th year of the Hijri, Someone says it started with one man. And 23 years later you have 124,000 people listening to your khutbah. That's besides the people who never come for the Hajj. In a period of 23 years, the whole world of kufr tried to break one man. But like a mountain, he just stood. Like a mountain. And he made stability for everyone else with him. And his humility was like the earth. That the very people who stoned them, he was even making dua for their children. The very people who criticized him, Amr ibn al-As says, if you ask me to describe Allah's Nabi, I will tell you, I used to sit in front of him. There would not be a battle taking place except he would say, where is Amr? Where is Khalid? Call them for the mashwara. He says, the time came, I thought I'm the most beloved to him because everything, Amr, Amr, Amr. He says, but if you ask me to describe his features, I'll tell you I can't. Because after accepting Islam, I was so shy. I remembered how many years I made effort to harm him. How many years I made effort. And as soon as I read the kalima, I even put my hands there and I said, I'm ready to read the kalima. And then I said, on a condition. And then again he said, what condition? He could have smacked me at that time. And said, again you're coming with your stories. He said, what condition? He said, the condition is you have to promise me Allah will forgive everything. And he said, put your hand here. Allah has forgiven it all. He said, I'm too shy to look at his face. That was that earth, how he gave it out. Wa ila al-ardh. But the surah then goes even more unique. If you get four qualities, it's not easy. But imagine a man gets all four. Imagine he gets it. He got that ability to carry burdens like the camel. Suffice on little like the camel. Be obedient like the camel. Number two, his himmat is high to the sky. I need the support of none but Allah. Number three, he got that stability like the mountain. No one can push me down. Number four, he got the humility like the earth. You will say, this man will do miracles in the world. Miracles. The next, fadhakkir. When you got these four qualities, O alim, O alim, O muballigh, O da'i, then also know hidayah is not in your hands. Then also know. Hidayah is not in your hands. Now, fadhakkir. Now your job is remind. Innama anta mudhakkir. You have only been sent to give the reminder. Lasta alayhim bi musaytir. You are not musaytir, overpowering them. Meaning even such a man, when you get four qualities, you must never ever think, now what I do, it's just going to give results. Now you must say, now I work for Allah. Nabi Nuh alayhi salam had four qualities. But in the ending, when Nuh alayhi salam came out of the boat, a few people accepted Iman. But for him, that was not my job. Hidayah was not mine, work was mine. Work was mine. Work for four qualities. And after that, don't ever think that now I'll get results. For results is in the hands of Almighty Allah. So light, write the last translation, فَذَكِّرْ. Now remind. إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرْ. But you are only a reminder. إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرْ. Meaning you are not a changer. Don't now think, now if I sit and make one dua, Israel will be destroyed. One shot. Now you say, I made my dua. Allah, I did this, I did this. How come it never happened? He said, your job is not now to make decisions. You are a reminder. And when Allah wants things to happen, it will happen. But the day you meet Allah, you will be very happy with your results. لِسَعْيِهَا رَاضِيَا. May Allah tabarak ta'ala bless us all. Four qualities, not one of these qualities is easy. But a man who gets blessed to have all four, then a lot will happen on him. A lot will happen. But he's already told that don't wait for anything to happen. You carry on giving the message and Allah will one day show the results.
وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين.